你可以帮我们打回刚才那个诗歌吗？抱歉啊。副歌这么高，这样子 ，Thank you。这里副歌讲哈，神未曾应许，神曾应许生活有力，行路有光亮，做工得息，试炼得恩助，危难有赖，无限的体谅，不死的爱。
The refrain tells us, we will have, God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, and help from above, unfailing kindness and dying love.
其实今天呢，我早上起来，我声音就不好，说不出话来。
This morning when I woke up, my voice is gone. I cannot talk.
我这回已经吃了第六颗喉糖了。
This is my sixth throat helper.
我们姐妹今天喉咙也不好，也是说不出话来。
My sister is the same.
神没有应许我们生活中没有麻烦。
God has not promised we do not have difficulties.
但是神答应我们，他与我们同在。
But God promised that He will be with us.
我们今天要来看加拉太书第三章，我们要来看这个应许怎么归我们。
We'll look at Galatians chapter 3 to see how this promise will come upon us.
这么大的力量，这么奇妙的让人活在神面前的力量，怎么归我们？
How this strong power will come upon us.
请我们来读加拉太书第三章第十五节到第二十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15 to 25.
请弟兄姐妹们中文英文一块念好不好？
Let's read it together.
来，我们一起来。弟兄们，我且照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃或加增的。神应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指着一个人，就是基督。我是这么说，神预先所立定的约不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。因为承受产业若本乎律法，就不本乎应许，但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原是为过犯天上的，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且借天使经中保之手设立的。但中保不是为一面做的，神却是一位。这样律法是与神的应许反对吗？断乎不是。若曾传一个能叫人得生的律法，亦就诚然本乎律法。圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使应许给亚伯拉罕的福因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。但这因信得救的理还未来以先，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那将来的真道显明出来。这样律法是我们蒙师父引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。但这因信得救的理既然来到，我们就不在师父的手下。那今天的题目呢？今天的主要的题目在第22节。
The main theme is in verse 22.
但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，然后后面这一句，使所应许的因耶稣基督归给那信的人。
The second part, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
所以应许怎么得呢？只有信心。
How do you obtain the promise by faith?
好，上一次我们的弟兄们讲第三章的时候，前面讲到，神怎么跟这些人讲说，外邦人跟犹太人都是因相信称义的。
Last time our brothers shared about how the Gentiles was justified by faith.
所以外邦人跟犹太人信耶稣都只有一个原则，就是相信。
they only have one principle, that is to believe.
但是当我们当神把我们挽救回来，好像前面第十四节说，基督为我们受了咒诅，他把我们救回来。
When God saved us, it's like what the word said, Jesus Christ carried the curse and He saved us.
神又不单单满足于我们就是被拯救了。
He will not be satisfied for us just being saved.
我们不受咒诅，神就满足了？不是的。
It's not like He satisfied that we are not cursed.
那你就看这一章，慢慢慢慢就讲说，神应许我们有圣灵。
And later on, this chapter said God has the promise of giving us the Holy Spirit.
我们今天不讲，我们下一次讲说，我们因信神要我们做儿子。
We won't talk about it this time, but next time we will talk about.Because of faith, we become children of God.
所以神不满足于单单我们因信称义就完了。
God is not satisfied with us just be justified by faith.
他还有更丰富的礼物要给我们。
He has more abundant gifts to give us.
那前面那一次刘弟兄讲的时候呢，有一个很明显的对比，就是信心与行律法的对比。
There's a comparison when Brother Philip shared that compares.Faith and the acts of the Lord.
对，信心带给我们蒙福。
Faith will bring blessings to us.
行律法给我们带来咒诅。
But works of the law will bring curse to us.
所以我们今天再来看呢，他就继续在讲，既然是亚伯拉罕因着亚伯拉罕信耶稣的，但是为什么后面神要给以色列人律法呢？
Later on, he continues, since Abraham has this promise, why do we need to ask the Lord?
所以第十五节保罗就说了，按照人的常规来说，如果立定了一个约是不能改的。
In verse 15, if a man has a covenant, you cannot change it.
我们都坐过飞机，买过飞机票的。
We all go on the airplanes and buy air tickets.
你买飞机票的时候说这么多钱就是这么多钱，你给了钱他就给你一个位置坐了。
As you pay for the ticket, you will get a seat.
没有人说到了飞机场，飞机公司跟你讲今天要多付500块你才能飞，不然不能飞。
No airplane company will say, oh, today you have to pay more.
立定的约不能废弃，也不能加增。
The settled covenant cannot be renewed or to be added to it.
当时这个神怎么跟亚伯拉罕立约这件事情呢？加拉太书没有讲，我们稍微讲一下，稍微温习一下就好了。
How did God make the covenant with Abraham?
Galatians
did not talk about it.
那有一天神跟亚伯拉罕说，我要大大的祝福给你。
One day God talked to Abraham saying, I'll give you great blessings.
亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为义。
Abraham believed in God and God called him righteous.
但是你看亚伯拉罕信是信了，他又问神，神啊，我怎么知道你要给我这个东西呢？
Although he believed, he asked God, how do I know that you will give this to me?
现在这个口头说的哈，我怎么知道呢？
It's all oral, how can I know?
神就跟亚伯拉罕说，我现在与你立一个约。
God said to Abraham, I will make a covenant with you.
然后神就让亚伯拉罕去准备了有好些的动物，他亚伯拉罕从中间把这个动物劈开。
And God told Abraham to prepare animals and cut the animals in half.
好，这然后劈开了以后呢，就摆成一条路，两边摆开。
After he cut the animals, he put the animal on each side.
到那个年代哈，如果双方要立一个很严肃的约，那要用血来立约。
At those times when you make a serious covenant, you have to make it with blood.
两个人在这动物中间走过去呢，这个约就立定了。
When the two people who walk through the path, the covenant is settled.
如若违约，你的下场如这个劈开的动物一样，你也被劈开。
If you don't follow the covenant, you will be like the animals to be cut in half.
那亚伯兰准备好了这个动物呢？圣经就告诉我们，他睡着了。
Abraham prepared the animals, then later on he fell asleep.
你看哈，这个圣经没有讲说是神让亚伯拉罕睡着的。
God, the Bible did not say God made him sleep.
但是我想哈，如果有一天某人你电话响了，您中奖了，恭喜。
If someday your phone is ringing and tell you, oh, you have won a big prize.
你说我怎么中奖了？
You will ask, how can I win a prize?
他说没关系，你拿着身份证来，我们就给你，我们就把奖品给你。
And then they will say, you bring your ID, then we'll give you the prize.
啊，你想这个时候你会睡着吗？
Can you imagine whether will you fall asleep after that?
不会睡着的嘛。
You won't, right?
但是圣经就讲说亚伯拉罕沉沉的睡着了。
But the Bible says Abraham fell into a deep sleep.
睡到一个时候呢，就看见哈这两堆的肉中间哈有动静。
But in between the cut animals, there was something happening.
就是个圣经讲说有冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从两个肉堆中间经过。
There was smoking oven and a burning torch passed through the animals.
意思就好像有个人举着火把，这个天黑的时候在这肉堆里头走过去了。
It's like someone carrying a torch walked past the cut animal.
当然我们都知道这走过去的就是神。
We know that it's God who walked past the path.
神一个人这样走过去，就是保罗这里说的立定的约。
God walked through the path by himself. This is what Paul mentioned here. That's the settled covenant.
神单方面与亚伯兰立约，不能废弃，不能加增。
God set this covenant with Abraham single-sided, and you cannot annul it or add to it.
然后神就说，这立定的约，后来即使来了律法，也不能改。
Even the law later comes, I cannot abolish it.
那我们看见亚伯拉罕怎么蒙福呢？怎么得到这个约里面的福气呢？
Let's take a look how Abraham obtained the promise.
他就是信心嘛。
That's his faith.
那神单方面对人立的约不能改，是因为神本身是不改变的。
God said this one-sided covenant to man.It's unchangeable because God is unchangeable.
神本身信实可靠。
God is faithful and trustworthy.
举个比方啊，我们再有信心，我们信心再大，我们信了诈骗集团。
Although, for example, if we have big faith, but we believe in a fraud group.
你说我们我以前人家跟我讲了，每年翻20%啊，这个每年回我20%。
If someone tell you you can get 20% profit out of this,
你信心再大如何呢？
Well, what will help if you have bigger faith?
你信了一个假的。
But you believe in the wrong thing.
这你的钱怎么也拿不回来。
You cannot get your money back.
但我们若是信了一个不改变的神。
But if we believe in an unchangeable God.
我们的主耶稣说，你们的信心再小，小到一个芥菜种这么小，你们都可以移山。
The Lord Jesus told us, although your faith is as small as a mustard seed, you can still move the mountain.
哎，你移山是你的本事吗？
Is that your capability to move the mountain?
是我们信心的功效吗？
Is that the result of our faith?
是因为我们信的对象是可信的。
It is because the object we believe in is trustworthy.
哎，因为圣经也告诉我们，神不能背乎他自己，神不能deny他自己。
In the Bible, it also tells us God cannot deny himself.
这是我们信心的根基。
That's the foundation of our faith.
他值得我们相信。
He is trustworthy.
神没有应许我们生活上不遇到困难。
God has not promised that we won't encounter difficulty.
但是他答应我们说他在仇敌面前为我们摆设宴席。
But he has promised he will give a banquet for us in front of our enemies.
主耶稣说，在世上确实你们会有苦难。
And the Lord Jesus also said, you will have difficulties in this world.
但是神应许我们，他永远不离开我们。
But God promised He will never forsake us.
好些年前，在我们南树里教会还没有开始，可能有五年以前的事了。在我们教会有一个夏令会。
Our church had a summer conference.
那一次夏令会呢，他们请我做翻译。
And that time they asked me to be the translator.
那不知道怎么的啊，这个开会之前，恐怕有个把月的时候吧，我住我楼下的这个房客就开始不规矩了。
For no reason, the tenant who lived downstairs of my house, they begin not to follow the rules.
他们不交房钱，不交钱。
They, They refuse to pay the rent.
怎么说都不行，以至于我是到了政府拿了文书，请你们走。
No matter what I did, they won't pay. I have to go to the city hall to ask for a permit.
那这个执行搬家的那个日子哈，就是夏令会的第一天。
The date to carry out the permit is the first day of the summer conference.
那我们全家都去开会了，家里就剩楼下这一家人了。
Our family all went to the summer conference. The tenant stayed there by themselves.
那我记得在开会前两天，我是很不安的。
Two days before the conference, I was nervous.
他们到底走不走呢？
Will they actually move?
他们会搞成什么样呢？
What we will do to my house?
啊，所以就有很多的事情来搅扰我。
Lots of things worried me.
那个时候那天上午，我记得还没有开始之前，我就请了几位弟兄为我祷告。
So on the day of the conference, before the meeting starts, I asked some brothers to pray for me.
那聚会一开始的时候，我们弟兄就读了诗篇第120篇，请你给我们打。
At the beginning of the conference, we read the Bible. It's Psalm 120.
诗篇第20篇，大卫说：“我在急难中求告耶和华，他就应允我。”
In that verse, it said, "In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and He heard me."
当时他一读这个，我眼泪就下来了。
When he read that verse, I cried right away.
然后还没有完哦，他读到第六节，第六节这样说啊。
Then in verse six,
他说：“我与那恨恶和睦的人许久同住。”
My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace.
你们知道吗？当时他弟兄站在那里念啊，我等他念完了，我也要念啊，我心里都就想着这个事情。
At that time, the brother was reading the Bible. After he read it, I need to translate. But my heart was thinking about my things back home.
我的神什么都知道。
And I realized my God knows all things.
我没有一个难处，我的神不知道。
There's no difficulty that my Lord won't know.
不管知道的这个细节。
Not to mention how detail he knows.
你知道我们的神是可信的神。
He is so trustworthy.
然后你知道那是早上啊，那晚上读的是什么呢？诗篇第121篇。
That's the morning. And later on in the evening, he read Psalm 121.
第一节，我要向高山举目，我的帮助从何而来呢？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
He said, "I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth."
你知道我的心一下就安静了。
My heart was at peace right away.
无论结果如何。
No matter what the result will be.
神是可信的。
My God is trustworthy.
他答应他带领我经过的。
He promised he will lead me through.
那后来我们回到家，他们真的是走了。
Later on, when we go back home, they actually moved out.
我们损失了一些钱，损失了搞得乱七八糟的，我们要清洁。
We lost some rent and they made a big mess at my house. We need to clean up.
但我学了什么呢？我学了信心的功课。
I learned a lesson of faith.
神也没有应许我们不遇见试探哈。
God did not promise we won't encounter temptation.
但是保罗说，神在我们遇见试探的时候，总为我们开一条路。叫我们可以出去。
Paul said, God will open a path for us when we are in temptation.
Okay. 你看神来找亚伯拉罕的时候，给他立这个约的时候，我们回加拉太书了。
Let's go back to Galatians when God came to Abraham and made a covenant with him.
神跟亚伯拉罕说，你的后裔要如天上的星星这么多。
And he promised Abraham that his descendants will be like as many as the stars in the sky.
我从来都没想过问题，直到昨天晚上我们 Rod 弟兄读圣经的时候，给我们举了这个例子，我一下就想明白。
I never understand this part. Then a brother Rod gave me a hint.
亚伯兰啊，亚伯兰这个名字是什么意思呢？是尊贵的父亲。
What's the meaning of his name, Abraham? It's an honorable father.
对，所以亚伯拉罕走在路上碰见一个熟人，人家怎么称呼他呢？尊贵的父亲啊，你早上好。
When he meets someone, people will call him honorable father. Good morning to you.
哎呀，这个对亚伯拉罕真的是心里头又是一刀啊。
So it's like a knife is stabbing him in his
heart. 为什么？因为他这个时候没有儿子。
Why? Because he has no son at that time.
然后人家一见面，尊贵的父亲啊，你好啊。
When people see him, they will call honorable father, good morning.
你知道在我们的心里这是多讽刺的一件事情。
How ironic.
但是圣经说亚伯拉罕信神，神就称他为义。
But the Bible said Abraham believes.And God called him righteous.
你看，在人一切的希望都断了的时候
，When we are cut off from all the hope.
亚伯拉罕99岁，他老婆90岁的时候
，When he was 99 years old and his wife 90 years old.
人所有的方法都用尽了的时候
，All the method by man are used up.
神这个时候来跟他说，明年我要给你一个儿子，是应许的儿子。
God came and told him, "I'll give you a son by this time next year."It's a promised son.
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么得这又大的又丰富的应许？
So dear brothers and sisters, how can we obtain this big, great promise?
我们相信神是可信的。
By believing in God.
时间不行了，我也要跳一点啊。我们常常说哈，这个我们在日常生活中，我们觉得我感觉不到神。
Sometimes we'll say we cannot feel God in our lives.
我们说呢，我们也信了，我们也祷告了，我们也读圣经了。
We believe, we pray, we read the Bible.
但是我感觉不到神。
But we cannot feel Him.
我这里要讲哈，信心是一个生活，不是一个感觉。
So I'll tell you here, faith is a life.Not feelings.
有的人说呢，我信了耶稣，从来也没有流过眼泪，从来也没有倒在地上发抖，什么都没有。
And people say, after I believe, I never cried, I never be shaken and fall on the floor.
连触电的感觉都没有。
I don't have this shocking feeling.
我到底信心到底在不在我里头
？Do I have faith inside of myself?
但是实际上是什么呢？实际上是你每天要带孩子上学。
The fact is, when you bring your kids to school,
你要上班
when you go to work,
你要做家务
when you do your housework,
时候到了，你该看医生还得看医生
and when it's time for sickness, you need to see the doctors.
我们一天一天就这么过着
we live our life day by day.
我忙我的，神忙神的
we are busy with our own things and God is busy with his own things.
但是我们有没有想过，我们把小朋友送到学校去的时候，我们信的是谁？
How we think about this when we send our kids to school, whom do we believe?
信这个老师？
Do we believe in the teachers?
信 BC 省的教育局？
Do we believe in the education bureau?
信老师给他的书？
Do we believe in the books that the teacher gave to them?
当我们去看医生的时候，我们信的是谁？
When we see the doctor, who we believe?
信你拿回来的药？
Do we believe in the medicine we take home?
信给你的这个治疗方法？
Do you believe in the curing plan?
你信你的家庭医生？
Do you believe in your family doctor?
你的专科医生？
Your specialist?
我们全加拿大最好的医生？
The famous doctor in the whole country?
你上班的时候你信的是谁？
When you go to work, whom do you believe?
我的手艺好。
My craftsmanship?
我有学问，有经验。
My knowledge, my experience?
我信现在经济好，所以我有饭吃。
I believe the economic condition is good, so I can have something to eat.
我信公司有钱挣，所以老板会发钱给我。
I believe that the company is making good profit, so I can have a share.
我相信就是老板不给钱，我政府可以帮我去要钱。
I believe that even though the boss won't pay me, the government can chase it back to me.
还是你相信说，无论如何，神都应许他与我同在。
Or do you believe that no matter what, God is with you all the time?
只有信心能带我们进入神的约定。
Only faith can bring us into God's covenant.
我们的家庭环境变好了，不能。
Our family conditions change, it won't.
我们老板同事对我们的态度变好了，不能。
The attitudes of our boss and co-workers, they won't change.
你的疾病离开你了，不能。
When your sickness left you,
没有一个专家，没有一个心理医生可以带你进入神的约定。
No specialist or psychiatrist can bring you into God's covenant.
神应许你这么丰富的事情，没有一件你可以做得进去的。
God promised you such abundant things, nothing you can do it by yourself.
信心是唯一带我们进入应许的道路。
Faith is only path that can bring us into this promise.
那加拉太书在第三章哈摆出一个对比哈，就是信心与行为。
In Galatians, there are comparisons that is faith and the acts of law.
我们每一个人 works of the law. 那我们每一个人都有这两个选择的，你要么信，要么工作。
We have two choices. You can either believe or you work.
凭信心，凭行不对，凭行为，行律法是我做。
By the works of the law is by yourself.
凭信心是我信神的儿子活在我的里头。
By faith it is you believe that the Son of God is living inside of you.
我再说哈，信心不是一个感觉，是一个生活。
Faith is not a feeling but a life.
你有信心，你就有信心的生活。
If you have faith, you have a life of faith.
主耶稣还在的时候，他这个有一次，海上起了大风大浪。
When Jesus was with his disciples, once the wind and wave became stronger.
然后门徒就跟主说：“主啊，我们丧命了，你救我们呐！”
And the disciples cried out to the Lord, saying, "Help, Lord, we are dying."
主耶稣就跟他就责备这些门徒说：“你们这些小信的人。”
And Jesus rebuked them, saying that they are man or little faith.
为什么胆怯呢？为什么害怕呢？
Why were you afraid?
他们害怕就是因为他们不信。
They were afraid because they do not believe.
虽然他们口口声声叫主啊，你救我。
Although they cry out to the Lord, saying, "Lord, help."
他们里面还是有不信。
But they still have this doubt inside of them.
因为我们遇见环境、遇见风浪的时候，我们看风浪去了。
When we meet this big wave and wind, we will look upon them.
不是耶稣出了问题。
It's not that Jesus has a problem.
是我们看环境、看我们自己的时候，我们的信心出了问题。
It's our faith has a problem when we see situation.
当我们凭感觉、凭经验、凭肉体的时候
，When we rely on our feelings, our flesh, and experience,
信心就不在我们里头了。
Our faith will no longer be with us.
神应许的福也不在我们里头了。
The blessings that God promised won't be with us.
我们所留下的就是我这两双手，我得使劲划船，不然我死定了。
What is left with us is just our empty hands.
神操练我们的信心是为了祝福我们。
God exercises our faith is to bless us.
因为我们若是不凭着信心，没有应许。
Because if we do not rely on faith, we won't have promise.
这就是为什么神操练我们的信心。
That's why God exercises our faith.
他不练我们的信心，我们没有应许。
If he doesn't do that, we won't have promise.
所以有的时候难过吗？真的难过。
Sometimes you feel sorry for yourself.
难过是我们看里头。
When we feel sorry, it's because we look inside of us.
难过是因为我们看见风又大，浪又大。
When we see big wave and big wind,
难过是因为亚伯拉罕看他自己，我的天哪，我都九十了，我老婆都我都九十九了，怎么可能？
The difficulty is when Abraham looked at himself, I'm 99 years old, my wife is 90. How can it be possible?
在哥林多后书第一章第二十节有一句话我非常的喜欢。
In Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, there's.
这是照着英文的版本翻译成的中文，中文会不太一样。神的应许在基督里都是是的，都是阿们的。第一章第二十节。
So verse 20 in chapter 1 it says, God's promise in Christ are all yes and are all amen.
什么是是呢？神是是的，神不改变。
What is yes? Because God is yes.
He is the great I am. 他是那我是我就是。
He will never change.
这是神的本性。
That's God's nature.
我们若要得神的应许。
If we want to obtain the promise from God.
我们就只好学着效法亚伯拉罕那个时候神跟他说的。
We have to learn from Abraham, what God has promised him.
圣经就是这样讲的，神给亚伯拉罕祝福了一大堆的东西。
God bless him with a lot.
然后圣经就说亚伯拉罕信神，神就算他为义。
And the Bible says Abraham believes in God and God counts him as righteous.
有的旧约这个希伯来的专家就告诉我们，那句话是这样说的：亚伯拉罕阿门了神，神就算他为义。
The Hebrew specialist told us that original test was Abraham amen to God and God count him righteous.
所以神是是的，这是事实。但是我们阿门这个事实的时候，神的应许就成全在我们的身上。
So God is.When we amen, the promise will come upon us.
Okay. 那这里我才讲了一节。应许的不对。十七节哈，加拉太书这样说哈，神预先立定的约不能被那四百三十年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。
In verse 17, it says.The law which was 430 years later cannot anew the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ.
应许在先，律法在后，四百三十年。
So the promise came first, then the law. For in between there was 430 years.
你看保罗说哈，因为神不改变，所以他定的他不改变。
Paul said, God is unchangeable. What he promised, he won't change.
不管后面改了什么，都不改变。
It doesn't matter what he changed later on. It won't be changed.
但是我们不是这个样子的。
But us is different.
啊，这个，爸爸妈妈哈，跟孩子们有的时候有一个约定啊。
Sometimes parents will make a promise to their kids.
I don't know. 你弹了琴了，你就可以看会儿电视吧。
If you play the piano, you can watch TV for a little while.
但是这个
Something like that.
啊，或者说，吃了饭，你今天好好吃饭，吃完饭我带你出去玩一会儿。
If you behave well in at the dinner table, then after dinner we'll go out to play.
小朋友真的做了，真的乖乖的吃饭了。
And the kids followed.
谁知道吃完饭，你的电话就响了。
But Who knows after the dinner your phone rings?
然后你的有人需要你，你就得走。
And someone needs you, then you have to leave.
啊，小朋友怎么办呢？不高兴啊。
What will you do with the kids? They are not happy.
哎呀，你看会儿 iPad 吧。
Then I'll tell them, oh, look at your iPad.
哎，小朋友哭不哭？不哭了。
Do they cry? They don't.
老实了。
They are quite quiet.
这件事情没有人找你的麻烦，对吧
？No one will bring you trouble.
你的信息，你话语的信实就废掉了。
But your words is not trustworthy anymore.
这是刘志雄老师讲教养孩子书里头父母犯的第一大的毛病。
That's the first big mistake, most parents, will do.
就是不守信用。
That is, you do not keep your promise.
对。你不要随便答应啊！你答应了要照办。
So you do not promise randomly. If you promise, you have to do it.
所以神在这里哈，就摆出给人就是这两条路了。
So God put out two paths in front of man.
你要吗？走信心的道路。
You can either walk by faith.
要吗？走你自己肉体属肉体属律法的道路。
Or you can walk by the works of the law.
我再帮大家一下哈，再举个例子。
I'll give you another example.
今天聚会结束以后，你们都要回家的，对吧
？After the meeting, you go home, right?
哎，你们回家呢，有的是自己开车来的，有的是坐别人车来的。
Some of you will drive your own car, some will ride with someone else.
你觉得我现在是开着车来的，但是我想，哎呀，国栋家离我们家近，你就可以顺路把我捎回去。
Although I drove by myself, I can ask a brother for a ride.
我既想开我的车，又想坐他的车。
I want to drive my car and I also want to ride on.
所以这个事儿要怎么实现呢？那就是我手抓着我的方向盘。
How can this come true? I have to hold on to my driving wheel.
然后我得把我的脚放在国栋弟兄的车里。
I have to put my feet in.
这样就两全其美了嘛。
Then that can be fulfilled.
可以吗
？Can you do that?
我们可以既凭信心又凭自己吗
？Can we rely on faith and Also by ourselves.
神有给出两条路同时得应许吗
？Did God promise two paths at the same time？
门儿都没有。
No, no way.
那么我们就要问这个问题了：为什么在430年以后给这个律法？因为这是保罗问的问题。
So we'll ask why God gave this law after 430 years.
他在这里讲嘛，他是这个律法是为过犯添上的。
So the law was made by people's wrongdoings.
也就是说，人先有过犯，神后给律法。
Because we have wrongdoings first, then God made the law.
啊，并且第十九节哈，这个是等候那蒙应许的子孙来到。
So to wait until the promised one comes.
你听他这个说话，他说是 until， 就是直律法给了，是因为人的过犯，直到另外那个人来。
Until someone comes.
这个 until 这个字很有意思的。以前有个弟兄跟我讲过一个故事，他跟他的女儿有这么一个约定。
This word is very interesting. I heard a story told by a brother. He had a promise, a covenant with his daughter.
他说在十八岁以前不准化妆。
He told him not to put makeup on before age 18.
双方都答应了。
And both sides agreed.
结果呢，每一次这个女孩子想要化妆。
But every time when this girl wants to put on makeup.
这个爸爸就跟她说，我们答应的是什么事情呢？
The father has to go back and review.
哎，我们说的是十八岁。
We have said until the age of 18.
所以我们这个约定直到十八岁为止。
The covenant works until the age of 18.
哎，这个是有期限的。
There is a limitation.
是好像是临时的。
It sounds like temporary.
虽然这个临时一共持续了1500多年啊。
Although this temporary moment lasted 1,500 years.
但是神给人给律法给人的原因就是人有过犯。
God gave the law because man has wrongdoing.
人只要试一试。
If man tries it.
用自己在生活里头实践一次。
To try it once.
人马上就发觉坏了，我是罪人。
You can, man can find that, oh, I'm a sinner.
并且这个约哈是经世界天使经中保之手设立的。
And this covenant was fulfilled by the mediator through the hands of the angels.
这个双面的约呢，就是有中保的约，就是说明是双方的约。
Covenant with the mediator means it is two-sided.
所以神的律法上就是说，以色列人啊，你若做这个做这个，我就做这个做这个。
So God said to the Israelites, if you do this, then I will do this.
不然就要受咒诅。
Otherwise, you'll be cursed.
但是一个单方面的约定呢，是无条件的。
But a single-sided covenant is unconditional.
我想这些年啊，我们在温哥华买房子，有点这个感觉。
We have been buying houses here in Vancouver. We have this kind of feeling.
房子不好买啊，你要跟别人竞争啊。
You have to compete with other buyers.
不光价钱高，你就真的回来了。
Just depends on the high price.
你还要无条件的买，对不对？
You have to buy it without any condition.
意思就是说，银行借多少钱给我，或者这个房子最后买回来有毛病，我都不能退出这个约定。
Although if the bank won't give you money, and also if the house has problems, you still need to keep the promise.
这个合约一旦立定了，你的押金一定给人家的。
Once the contract is settled, you need to pay the deposit.
这是你向对方的应许。
That's your promise to the other side.
那神在430年之前单方面的立约。
So God set this one-sided covenant 430 years ago.
永无改变的可能。
There's no possibility to change.
他就讲了哈，这里哈，律法是把众人圈在罪里。
The law has confined everyone under the sin.
这是22节了，他把众人圈在罪里。
He has confined everyone in sin.
他没有给人机会脱离。
He did not give anyone a chance to be set free.
律法就是告诉人，你不行，你不行，你不行。
The law is telling people that you cannot do it.
我想啊，律法照着这个圣经这样，照着今天这个圣经讲的，律法在我们家里就好像是一面镜子。
According to the Bible, the law is like a mirror.
你中午吃了北京烤鸭以后呢，这个酱留在脸上了。
After you eat baking eggs and you have some sauce on your face.
你本来不知道的。
You do not know it.
结果你一照，哎呦，有酱了在这。
When you look at the mirror, you can see it.
当你发现这个东西有酱料在你身上的时候，你是干了什么呢？你把你的脸贴在镜子上，正了，就干净了。
So when you find that, will you just put your face against the mirror and rub it? Will it be clean?
没有人这么干的吧
？No one do that.
但我们为什么拿到律法的时候我们就干这个事呢
？But why do we do that when we get the law?
律法说你不可起贪心，贪心就死。
The law said you cannot be greedy. If you are greedy, you will die.
然后我们就说，对对对，不能贪心，我不贪心，我不贪心，我不贪心。
So we say, oh no, we won't be greedy.
你懂吗？你拿着这个告诉你不行的规条来要求你自己。
So you use this rule that tells that you cannot do it.
律法只告诉你是罪人。
The law only tells you that you are a sinner.
律法没有办法解决你这个问题。
It cannot solve your problem.
这个地心引力哈是物理学上的自然界的一个规律。
Gravity is a natural law.
人若照着这个律法守着，就没问题。
If we follow the law, we won't have a problem.
那你想啊，有一天有一个人想不开了。
If someone someday he
他说他要从楼上跳下来。
He wants to jump off the high building.
或者哈，你下楼梯的时候不小心踩了个香蕉皮，擦，你也从楼上掉下去。
Or if you were not being careful and you fall.
或者是你家里来了什么坏人，把你抬出去了。
Or someone push you out.
不管你的借口是什么。
No matter what your excuse are,
你若违反了这个约定
if you go against the law,
结果是什么
what is the result?
你得要受惩罚的
you will be punished
你不可以而且这个是只有一次的机会的
it is also there's only one chance
因为这个律没有给你有生命的能力
because this law did not give you the ability to live
这里讲了若律法赐下来不是一条给人有生命的律法
The law is not a law to give you life.
你不可以违反了地心引力下来以后死了然后你跟谁说对不起我错了下次不敢了再来一次吧
You cannot just go against the gravity and die and say oh give me another chance I won't do it again
错了就要受惩罚受咒诅
If you made a mistake, you will be cursed.
律法唯一的本事就是说，你若守着，你可以活着。
The nature of the law is if you keep it, you can live.
但是弟兄姐妹，六百多条的律法，哪一个以色列人的祖宗守得住
？600 pieces of law, which one can follow it completely?
新约圣经对基督徒有这么多的要求，哪一个人天天条条都守得住？
The new covenant also have so many requirements.
哪一个人来到神面前跟神说，我可以活着，靠自己
？Can anyone say to God, I can live by myself?
我前些年在卡加利上班的时候，因为那个时候，业余时间比较丰富。
A few years ago, when I worked in Calgary, I had lots of spare time.
那个时候呢，神也怜悯我，我拼命读圣经。
At that time, God also had mercy on me. I read lots of Bible.
那三个月我基本上圣经就快读了一遍。
So 3 months passed, I read the Bible once.
那个时候我住在一个 homestay 的家里 ，homestay 也是信耶稣的。
I live in a homestay family. The owner also believes in the Lord.
有一天我很高兴啊，我就跟我 homestay 说，照这个进度啊，我今年年底之前圣经得读好几遍。
So I told the homestay people I will probably finish the Bible several times by the end of the year.
他们急忙就跟我讲哈，你不知道你说的是什么。
They answer hastily, saying, "Oh, you don't know what you are talking about."
结果是他们说对了，我真的不知道我在说什么。
The ending result is they were right. I did not know what I was talking about.
你知道哈，我不信主之前哈，我是喜欢立目标的人。
Before I believe in the Lord, I like to set goals.
我每年到年底的时候，我都会看一看，哎，我今年这些事儿做成了没有
？At the end of the year, I'll look back to see whether I have fulfilled all the things I listed.
要没做成，那写着明年继续来啊。
If I did not do it, I'll continue the list.
你比方说，有的时候我就写今年说了谎骗了人，明年继续吧，改好一点啊。没有信主的时候啊。
So, for example, if I said I won't lie or cheat others, but I didn't do it, I'll continue and saying I'll try hard not to do it.
哎，有的时候本来是觉得说下午应该多看看书、写点作业的，结果又打游戏了。
And originally I was planning to do more homework, but I played more games instead.
那明年继续努力啊。
And next year I will continue to work hard to read books.
你看人是喜欢励志的哈，人喜欢定这些目标。
Man likes to set goals.
那信了耶稣以后，你也喜欢定目标？哎呀，人家说读圣经好，今年赶上了，读个四遍好不好
？After believing in Jesus, I was the same. I set a goal to read the Bible 4 times.
慢慢慢慢的，我就学着说圣经上说的，我所愿意的善，我做不来。
Later I realized the Bible, what the Bible said was right. The good will I wish I could not do it.
那个不愿意的恶，我又做了。
The evil things I do not desire, but I did it.
所以我就学了，慢慢慢慢的就学，不靠自己。
Later on, I gradually learned not to rely on myself.
也不自己搞出一些方法来。
And I won't make new methods anymore.
我只好到神的面前，就这样跟神讲。
I can only come before Lord and say to Him.
神啊，我不行。
God, I am not able.
我也活不出来。
And I cannot live it out.
主啊，你自己活出来。
But you live it out for me.
当我们被看守在律法之下的时候，哈，他还有一个，还有一个，在23节的时候，还有一个指导。
When we were confined under the law, there is another instruction.
Until. 所以在这一段的圣经里，保罗两次说到律法有一个期限。
So, this passage tells us the law has a limitation.
那23节就是直到信心显明出来，是不是？照真道，真道就是信心，信心显明出来。
And in verse 23, it says.Until the true faith was revealed.
对，等耶稣基督来的时候，等信心来的时候，神应许的福终于就时候就到了。
When the Lord Jesus comes back, His promise will come.
你想，我们信耶稣的人，我们受了神多少的恩典
？As believers, how many blessings we have?
我们有那么多的不义、不敬虔。
We have so many unrighteousness and unsincereness.
但是神说你罪在哪里显得多，恩典多过你的罪。
But God said, wherever your sin is the most, your grace will be there too.
他钉十字架救我们脱离。
He was nailed on the cross and set us free.
但是我们信了主以后，我们常常是里面还是觉得很干渴。
But after we believe in Jesus, we still feel this awkwardness.
我们到处打水喝。
We go fetch water everywhere.
我们加拿大试了，美国试，美国试了不行，回中国试，到处找方法。
We try many methods in here in Canada, in China, in United States.
我们有的时候有痛苦，就好像圣经上那有一个女人在世上受了许多的苦，花尽了她所有的钱。
We have many miserable things in this world, like the woman in the Bible, she used all her money.
我们好像那个摊子一样的摊在那个水池边上38年，就是不行，怎么都挤不进去。
Like the lame man who lay beside the pool for 38 years.
然后我们每次不行的时候，我们就这样安慰我们自己，下次吧，
we'll、
再试试吧。
We'll just comfort ourselves.Saying, "Oh, we'll do it next time."
再找找原因吧，再忍一忍吧。
Let's look for reasons. Maybe we can bear it.
我们被什么？我们有这是一个什么体现呢？我们被圈在这里。
What is that result? We are confined under it.
我们就在这个人的这个层面哈，兜来兜去，找来找去。
We are confined under the level of man.
我做不出来，我就看有没有别的人可以帮我。我们就是找人。
If we can't do it, we'll see whether someone else can help us do it.
但是这里保罗讲说，我们虽然被圈在这里头。
But Paul said.Although we were all confined here,
我们虽然在肉体底下受了许多的苦，
although we suffered a lot under the flesh,
我们又被定了许多的罪，
we were condemned,
但是有一天终于不用这样了，
and one day we wouldn't need to do this,
因为有一天那个子孙来了，
because one day that seed will come,
那个信心也来了。
That faith will come.
然后保罗就说，我们就从这个被圈着我们的律法里头得自由了。
Then Paul says, we will be set free from this law.
嗯，他这里讲哈，这个律法是迅猛的师傅，二十四节。
In verse 24, it also said, the law is our tutor.
这个罗马有钱人哈，他这个孩子，白天送到学校去上学。
The Romans during the daytime they send their kid to school.
我放了学以后呢，就有一个专门带孩子的奴隶把这个小朋友接回家来。
After the school, they will bring the kid back by a caregiver.
对，这是一个奴隶啊，无所谓的 servant 也可以。
A servant.
好，那这个孩子呢，如果在家里有什么地方做得不好，需要管教的时候，是这个奴隶来管教的。
If the kids won't behave, this caregiver will discipline him.
然后第二天早上又把这个小朋友送到学校去。
And the second day he will send him to school again.
这个孩子哈就有从小就有这么一个盼望。
So the kid will have this hope.
哪一天我长大了，我不受这个奴才的气。
So one day I will grow up and will not be confined by him.
律法就是告诉我们，你不行。你不行，我要责备你。
The law is telling us you cannot do it. I need to rebuke you.
那律法合宜的功用是什么呢？不是让我们借着律法擦擦脸。
What's the rightful function for the law? It's not for us to rub against it.
律法有一天把我们当基督来的时候，律法就把我们带到我们神的儿子的面前。
When Christ comes back, the law will bring us before him.
他就跟我们讲说。你的盼望来了，你信他。
And it will tell us your hope has come. You believe in him.
在你里面没有盼望。
Inside of you, there's no hope.
在你里面也没有祝福。
Inside of you, there's no blessing.
但是你用信心，你就得那应许。
But use your faith, you will obtain the promise.
保罗为什么反对人因行为称义呢？
Why was Paul against the works of the law?
对，因为行为哈总是彰显我。
Because the works only reveal us.
你看这个犹太人哈，第一大的明显就是受割礼了，对不对
？The first sign for the Jews, they were circumcised.
他就说，我比你们外邦人身上多割了一刀。
So I have one more cut.Then you guys, Gentiles.
我有可苦，比你们多苦，可夸一个。
I have something to boast with.
行为总是彰显自己，高抬自己。
The works will just reveal us and to promote us.
律法真的合宜的功用，就是让我们跟神讲说：“神啊，我不行，我靠你。”
The rightful function for the law is to say to God, "I'm not worthy. I cannot do it."
神不是说你的行为都完全了，你就是完全人。神从来没有这样讲过。
God did not say once your works are complete, then you are perfect.
我们读亚伯拉罕的故事的时候，亚伯拉罕犯了不少的错。
When we read about Abraham, he made many mistakes.
我们照律法、照人的要求来讲，他不完全。
According to the requirement of man or the law, he's not perfect.
但是当他活在神面前，因信心活在神面前的时候，神就称他为义，这个人是对的。
But when he lived before God by faith, And God count him as righteous.
我们今天也是这样的。
We are like him.
前面我们讲过了，二章二十节，如今我活着是因信神的儿子活着。
Chapter 2 verse 20 he said, Today I live by faith in the Son of God.
他爱我，为我舍己。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
我们信什么？
What do we believe?
我们信他能。
We believe that he is able.
所以，有的时候我想哈，我们送小朋友上学也好，去看医生也好，随便你怎么日子里经历什么。
So when I was thinking when we send kids to school or see the doctors, no matter what we experience daily.
我们只能说神啊，这孩子是你给的。
We can only say, Oh Lord, the kid was given by you.
你负责。
You are responsible for him.
主要医生这个身体是你给的。
My body is given by you too.
主啊，你负责。
You are responsible.
我不靠这个人，不靠外面的人，我就靠你。
I won't rely on outside man, but on you.
因为是这样的，你的小朋友教育的再成功又如何呢
？So, what's the use? If your kids are so successful,
你进得去神的应许吗
？Can he enter God's promise?
不是他，我是你哦，不是孩子进得去哦，是父母进不进得去哦。
Oh, can you enter the promise?
你的身体医好了，你再活八十年。
Although you are healed and you can live 80 years more.
你若不凭信心，你得得了应许吗
？If not by faith, can you obtain the promise?
我们怎么活着面？我们怎么过每一天的日子？这么多的事情。
How can we live our daily life?
我们只能跟神讲说，神啊，我不行。
We can only say to God, God, I'm not worthy.
你是唯一信得过的。
You are the only one that is trustworthy.
义人只能因信活着。
Righteous man can only live by faith.
我们不再因任何其他的方法活着。
Not by any other methods.
我们稍微回头一下，看看第三章哈。第三章，信心告诉我们这几件事情。
Let's look back for chapter three. Faith tells us so many things.
信心给我们因信称义。
It gave us justification by faith.
信心告诉我们可以因信得生。
And we can live by faith.
信心带我们进入神永远的约。
It brings us into God's eternal promise.
信心带我们进入神的应许。
Lead us to God's covenant.
信心给我们带来神的祝福，这是给亚伯拉罕的福。
Leads us to God's blessing.
我们上一次我们的弟兄说了，就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
啊，这一次没有讲的，下一次讲信心二十六节，你因信就是神的儿子。
Verse 26, you are all sons of God through faith.
哎，你们的儿子不能，我不能叫他儿子的。
Your sons, I cannot call them.
很特殊的这一个关系，做神的儿子。
That's very special relationship.
因信心做儿子，又得产业。
By faith, become sons of God, you can obtain the inheritance.
行为带给我们什么
？What will works bring to us?
咒诅。
Curse.
与神的约断开。
To be cut from God's covenant.
这个律法是死的，没有生命。
The law is dead. It has no life.
下一次再讲，你不是做儿子，你是在神家里做奴仆，奴隶。
You are not son of God, but slave of God.
没有祝福。
No promise.
没有产业。
No blessings.
你自己选吧。
You choose.
神的福音在我们这些已经相信的人身上。
Gospel works upon us.
又救我们脱离着靠肉体的生活。
Set us free from the life of flesh.
神的灵带我们进入那因信儿子而活的生活。
God's spirit has led us to the faithful life by God's son.
我们舍己靠信心。
We deny ourselves by faith.
我们背十字架也靠信心。
We carry the cross by faith.
我们对付肉体也靠信心。
We deal with our flesh by faith.
我们跟随圣灵的引导，还是靠信心。
We follow the Holy Spirit by faith.
我们做神的儿子，也是靠信心。
We become son of God by faith.
保罗在第三章一开始的时候说，你们既靠信心得救，进了这个门。
At the beginning, in chapter 3, Paul said, since you enter by faith,
你就不能回头再靠自己。
You cannot go back and to go by yourself.
我们必须继续活在这信心的路上。
We need to continue to live in the path of faith.
神永远的应许只有信心得得着。
God's eternal promise can only be obtained by faith.
好，我们低头一同祷告。
Let's pray.